fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here, our third hour on Tuesday, the 16th of March. A prepper tip of the day is to pray without ceasing. Prayer is powerful. Prayer does work. This, the second part of our prepper tip of the day is work on your physical conditioning. We all could stand to be in better physical conditioning. Okay, held over from the last hour here. We do have the Tuesday morning roundtable. We got Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. You need to read Jeff's books, quite frankly. They're available at Amazon.com. And Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We expect Steve Bannoun to be back with us. And Elizabeth, you want to wrap up your comments, my dear, please?
Oh, yeah. What I was trying to say before the break, they both came to the conclusion that Hawthorne would be useful. But, of course, those that might have any, that might be on any kind of blood pressure medication would have to be very careful because it can lower the blood pressure. Like I was saying, they found out that this pathogen, whatever it is, you know, that makes up the virus, that it attacks not only the central nervous system, but it also attacks the vagus nerve. And that's why these people in China were falling down. They weren't necessarily dropping dead. They were fainting is what was going on. So I just wanted to put that out there, and I wanted to let everyone know.
People who responded to those people responded as if the person was deceased. They were giving no aid whatsoever. They were checking for a pulse and then treating the person as if they were deceased.
Yeah, but, you know, that could, you know, if they're filming it, you know, it's the CCP. Yeah, they could be actors just like the ones we have here, John. I'm not totally convinced that they were dead.
Well, we don't know. All we know is what we saw. And they may very well have been actors, but the actors were pretending to be dead. If a person's passed out, you render first aid. You don't check for a pulse and then leave them lay there.
Yeah.
John,
I know normally that they would.
Go ahead, Jeff.
A theory about this that Dr. Lee Merritt put forward in a more recent interview. She said that there were reported large numbers of people keeling over and things in Wuhan. And we know there was a massive amount of death in Wuhan. Look at the massive burning of corpses and the reversion to burial that we could see. We could see this through the atmosphere, that there was massive burnings going on.
Yeah, I do agree with that, Jeff.
Hold on. Let me finish what she said, which is very interesting. She thinks that the Chinese very stupidly knew that they were going to unleash this virus and had already a messenger RNA type of virus, since they've been working on them for animals, that they untested on humans gave to people in that city, knowing that they were going to spread it there first and then to us. And those people died because they had this reaction that Dr. Basha, the German doctor, is talking about. So it's entirely possible that this septic death reaction in Wuhan was caused by the fact that the Chinese had already begun vaccinating people, some portion of the population in advance. If this was a Chinese operation intentionally to release this virus, this is an interesting explanation for the level of death in Wuhan.
Okay. Anything else, Elizabeth?
The only thing that I was going to add to that, I saw the same reports of the pigs being put in mass graves, and we're talking hundreds, thousands of pigs over there, swine, whatever. I question as to whether or not they might have also put in the swine flu into this bioweapon that they manufactured in these labs, because I tend to think that it's quite possible.
They've identified the DNA. They've examined our RNA, rather. It's an RNA virus. They have the coding of it, and it was a bat virus from a bat, and it was altered, and they can even see how it was altered. And I think more and more this is realized that this thing came out of a lab. I don't know that that's really challenged anymore now that certain studies have come out on it. Thing was manufactured in the lab.
There's a report by Dr. Jean Bernard Fortillon. He's a French professor. There's HIV in it. There's malaria in it.
We've known about HIV for a better part of a year.
It's an element of those things that have been attached to a coronavirus to make it attached to the human body. What they've done is they've changed things in the virus. That's called gene splicing. But the virus is basically a bat virus to which micro elements of other parts of things have been added to it. But it's not, it's pretty well understood what it is. It's just what it's done is they've altered it in order so that it could attach to human beings and so that it could attack certain tissue, heart tissue, lung tissue, I believe kidney tissue.
Gain of function. Gain of function is what they call it.
Yeah, that's right.
They made it more contagious. They made it more lethal by doing these insertions. It's called gain of function.
Yeah, and these are very, very small parts of the virus that have been altered so that it can have these gains of function. So, but it's this is made in a lab.
Okay. Well, Elizabeth, we do appreciate your call.
Thank you
very much. Before we get to our next caller, there's a Reuters story just published in the last few minutes, couple of hours. COVID vaccine children, from age 6 months up to 12 years old. This is an absolute disaster. They're going to give this shot to 6,750 children in the United States and Canada. This is insane. Any parent who would expose their child to that they should be locked up. This is just not right. Let's go to our next caller. It would be Ken in New York. Morning, Ken.
Morning, John. Good morning, Roundtable. Have you heard of the latest high-profile person to leave us? Marvin Hagler.
Well, I know there was a famous baseball player who left us after getting the COVID shot. Who you got in mind, sir?
Marvin Hagler is what I was thinking of. I doubt if he had any other health problems. He had a boxer.
Right, right. I heard about the boxer. Yep.
I mean, this guy looked like he was in perfect health.
Well,
they're always blaming it on.
He could have had heart issues. He could have had lung issues. He may have had type A blood. We simply don't know, do we?
No. But
if he took the vaccine, apparently fairly healthy people can take the vaccine and be dead relatively quickly. So maybe he was a really healthy guy.
I don't know.
Anything else, Ken?
No, that's it. That's all I had.
Okay.
By the way, I appreciate you calling it the Center for Disease Creation.
Well, I can't take credit for that. We need to get that out there more. Yeah. I can't take credit for that. One of our other talk show hosts came up with that. Thank you, sir, for the call. Next caller is Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John and all. I see one problem we have here is that there's a lot of fear information coming out. You know, there's a big fearful or there's a magic bullet information that comes out, and people jump on it very quickly, and I think there needs to be a little cooling off period when this kind of information hits. Thinking that it may be really, really the answer and everything, whereas time will tell. And we need to evaluate a little bit. I think Mike Adams did a very good job on Van den Bosch's analysis in the article he wrote, because the guy is Belgian and he speaks in Belgian and English. it can be a little difficult to extract what he's saying in one listening. I will divert briefly to the 5G. See, the fear information that's put out, and if it's fake information, it can distract people from what's really going on. The 5G information, Dr. Lee Merritt did get into that on Tim Brown's show on Sons of Liberty last week, I believe it was. And Jeff, I'm glad you remembered what she said, because I was forgetting. She said that the vaccinated Chinese could have possibly been there and then received a exposed to the COVID-19. I think another role of 5G there, and this may have been what Dave in California was talking about in terms of pollution, but I won't say what he was trying to say for sure. But that the 5G, it occurred to me looking at the information at that time, the big towers there could have been turned on. They could have weakened people. They could have given them respiratory problems with the oxygen absorption at 60 gigahertz and driven the people with symptoms into the hospital, mixing with people with COVID. Now we have a much bigger COVID infection. So they could have been using various ways to magnify the whole situation over there. And as you pointed out, Jeff, do you recall about the cremation of the bodies? And I think they had like 30 or 50 of these mobile cremation units that were deployed there, and there was smoke coming up all over the country. Do you recall that kind of situation?
Yeah, in Wuhan, they had so many cremations that they created a massive cloud over that part of China from the cremations. We don't know exact numbers, but some kind of, you know, first, there's two things about the virus. Coming out of a lab, coronavirus is going to mutate rapidly, and a lot of the added on parts are going to mutate away faster. So it's going to mutate toward harmlessness. So now we've got something that's more like a flu. When it first started, it was killing more people. Now with the face, we never saw people with the face planning. You know, this was what Merritt said, is people just falling dead. And you may remember the famous shot of the three Chinese men walking down the street, and one of them just collapses in the street, apparently dead. Well, those three men were secret police officers, is my understanding. And so it was happening to the police, and then you saw other people that were older, that appeared to have fairly good positions falling down. There was a video of a man falling down and going through kind of a, his body was shaking. You know, these are consistent with the kind of death that Lee Merritt was suggesting would ultimately happen, because you don't get symptoms when your immune system's not working. You just go to septic shock and die. So that's an interesting thing, that the Chinese might have outsmarted themselves with this thing. And they may have reason to be very terrified. If a lot of Communist Party officials and secret police got vaccinated before they did this thing, you know, could have done some real harm to their system. We don't know.
Oh, so you're saying they may still be around as walking around as ticking time bombs to their own body.
Yeah, we don't know whether they just did vaccinations. I mean, it's her speculation. She doesn't know, but it's pretty
right.
sharp analysis. I think she might be onto something there. It's interesting speculation. And we shouldn't remember the Chinese and Russians very suspiciously came up with vaccines. The Russians have one, the Chinese have one, based on the same messenger RNA technology. Now, did they create these vaccines in advance, or are they fraudulent? You know, are they just giving their population a placebo? I read about the Russian vaccine last night, and it is two shots, just like ours. It's supposed to be 91% effective. And to answer a question of an earlier caller is does it permanently change your body? My understanding is that that after a year, it supposedly doesn't work anymore. It's your cells aren't going to continue manufacturing those proteins that I guess mate with the virus to prevent it from, you know, spreading in your body. But the problem is, and I haven't listened to the Basha interview. I think what he's saying is that you're damaging your immune system, and that's, I think, is the key to what he's saying.
Well, he's actually saying two things which in concert are very interesting taken together. But first of all, regarding the people falling over, I never really paid a lot of attention to it. It was shocking looking, but it wasn't convincing to me, and I never went down that path. So I sort of must have discounted it myself, and I'm glad other people followed up on the reality of it that might be there. Van der Bosch made two major points. One was that the mass vaccination would likely enhance adaptive immune escape, which to me means that you've got somebody loaded up with their system has loaded the antibody part of their immune system with antibodies to a specific spike protein on a specific virus strain. The other strains and other diseases would potentially be able to run rampant in the body then. But at the same time, when a mutant occurs in the body, it can now escape much more easily. Think about it. A mutation occurs in one strand for one virus particle. That one virus particle then can easily be absorbed by the immune system, the macrophages or whatever, can be gobbled up and killed. Now, if that's killed in the body, it's never going to infect the body enough to escape that body into another host, okay? So this is called enhanced adaptive immune escape, and he's postulating that this will increase the number of and the frequency of other strains to be produced and spread around, and those people who have been vaccinated, when they get that other strain, are going to get very ill and are going to be shedding and super spreaders. So this if this happens, this will be very significant. And this is where it comes down to the mark. We see the mark coming right along like a freight train. I mean, as Steve Bannon was saying, in Israel, look what's happening. So how are we going to live in an environment where the mark is here? For those of us who study prophecy and believe in it, and Jeff, you may or may not be on that page, I don't know. But I think that's an essential question we're going to be faced with.
It is. It is, Dave.
I can hold over for your response and then be done.
We'll hold you over and get Jeff's response, and we'll be right back. Everybody, hold on.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Jared Moore here on Tuesday, the 16th of March. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You get the best discount there is on EMP Shield devices to protect your car, your truck, your home at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.blog. And his books are available at amazon.com. And, of course, Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. And, Jeff, Dave is looking for your response before we move on, sir.
Yeah, I appreciate his filling out what I didn't know about Bosch's analysis. He's talking about reference to a verse in Revelation that talks about not being able to buy or sell without the mark of the beast. I have no idea whether this is the mark of the beast or anything. I wouldn't be very careful about assuming that any specific thing is related to that. I don't know. It could be. Maybe not. But certainly this is a pretty terrible event in terms of history, because if you're getting this mark and it looks like it could be your doom, Basically, it's just you're just getting you're killing yourself.
You can't unvaccinate yourself, can you, Jeff?
No, it's not, and it's a pretty just on common sense. And I made this argument on my website, and somebody had asked me about what I thought about the vaccine, and I guess I haven't really written in it in detail. I'm not a biological scientist, so it's not something I like to comment on. But just on the surface, on basic common sense, it's just like genetically altering crops. God has a formula. There's a certain belief in the mystery of life and the creation of the universe, that there's a created order, that God made the universe. That's a basic, metaphysical, theological presumption that a lot of people don't have. But when you have that belief, you don't believe in changing the formula, that we're somehow wise enough to change the way crops work genetically, to mess with the way people work. Whether it's genetically changing your body or not, it doesn't matter. It's at least for a year, it's making your body produce a protein, right, that it doesn't normally produce, that mimics the attachment of a virus to attack your body. That's bizarre. That is really, what person with common sense would think to do an experiment on themselves that does that?
Good point.
Well, okay. Jeff, my point wasn't exactly the mark of the beast. My point was that if you can't buy or sell without a vaccine card, how are you going to live in that sort of an economy? Whether that lines up with a prophecy or not, we do see that coming, and that was my point.
Your little supermarket will have men or women, or both, standing out front, willing to do your shopping for you because they got the vaccination, and you pay them.
Well, that can happen for a while,
and they'll get what you want.
Right.
Well, I'll just go on a hunger strike then. Let's just all those of us who don't want to do the virus. I'm okay for, if these people are that crazy, that I have to take something so extreme as that, and the government's dictating it. Do I really want to even live on my knees to a government like that? I don't think so.
Well, going off to the side and being independent and working in a community of people who want to behave that
Dave,
way.
Thank you for your call, sir.
Yeah.
Our next caller is Eric in North Carolina. Good morning, Eric.
Yes, sir. How are y'all doing today?
Good. What's your mind, sir?
Sir, I was looking at this as like a whole spectrum. I do believe that we are living in the last days. I believe the only way out of this is through faith and trust in our Lord Jesus Christ. And I see this as a blitzkrieg attack on us as a people. They have stolen our election process. They have separated us to right, left, and they have created this false born again movement called the woke movement, which I believe is like a satanic version of the born again process for Christians. They are attacking us physically now with a disease, and they're attacking us spiritually as they're in the process in some areas of calling the Bible hate speech. And I truly believe the United States was one of the last bastions holding out against a new world order as we were trying to control the world. And the Bible tells us in the last days it's going to be one person who will control the world, but it's not us. And I see this as we are in the last, like, if this is a chess match, we are in the last moves. And if we don't all see that the checkmate is to eliminate human beings, the Bible says if Jesus didn't come back in a timely manner, that there'd be no flesh left alive. And these globalists, whether they see it or not, they're useful idiots. The devil's goal was to destroy us in the beginning, and he's used every which way. And this changing our DNA to not make us human is as old as time. Matter of fact, that's why Noah was said he was perfect in his generation. He was not a perfect man. If you go back and look at that word, he was perfect in his genes. And I truly believe that when you look at all the mythologies and you look at all the statues, you see that all around the world you had these fake creatures, these genetic abominations and these giant men. It's all the same stories because it was true. And that the alien, and the last step is the aliens are coming again. It's on Fox News mainstream now. And I truly believe those are not aliens.
We got a break. Hold on to the break, Eric. We'll wrap up your comments after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 16th of March. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, that is it. TheLibertyMan.com. Lots there. The Daily Intelligence Briefing, the vacation we're all taking, the ones that want to come with me and join me in August 15th to 21st, up at Long Lake Camp, Princeton, Maine. That's Steve Whitman's camp. You know, Steve was on with me several times a year. And we're getting caught up on energy cleaner back orders. It's been a challenge. 300% increase in sales these past 12 months due to the COVID crisis and people wanting to be healthy. But we are getting caught up, and you can still place your order, and I'll get it out as quick as I can for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad to help you with arthritis pain, to help you get a great night's sleep. If you don't have internet access, you can call my toll-free R line. You can mail me a check. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free R line to order your mattress pad to go with your energy cleaner, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. 9543. Gentlemen, I'm going to follow up with Eric's question and comments here first. Eric, it's well known if you start looking into archaeology that high technology has existed in the humans on this planet 6,000 to 12,000 years ago, easily demonstrated, easily proven that our ancestors could split the atom 12,000 years ago. That's well known and well understood. If they could split the atom, of course they could do hybridization of animals and gene and manipulate genes and DNA. Of course they could. That's a given. Jeff, you got any follow-up on Eric's comments, sir?
Well, yeah, I think he's also referring to, when he refers to these things in the Old Testament, Michael Heiser is an Old Testament scholar. Some of this is controversial. The idea that there were the Nephilim, or there were the giants in the earth in those days, that the sons of God intermarried with the daughters of men, and there is the belief that the flood was brought about to eliminate these people. There's also in the early history of you've heard of Goliath, the giant that right. David slew. They were supposedly descendants of the Nephilim, had somehow survived the flood, and that exterminating them was, that's why it was commanded by God, because they were a kind of an abomination, a genetic abomination. I don't know that, you know, I'm not a theologian. I'm just repeating what other theologians and experts in ancient languages have said. But it is, that is part of the Bible. It's rather complicated, and I don't fully understand it myself. But yeah, there's an ancient history.
Eric, you got any follow up before we move on here, sir?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say that I see it like a movie that we've been given a script to, and that it's not, is if it keeps, the worse it looks here, the Bible tells us that's when we need to look up. And elections, we've seen, failed us. Men have failed us. But if we stick together, stick to the truth. And that's what God said he gave us. Jesus said, I leave to give you the spirit of truth. And if we keep speaking the truth and we stand together, united under Christ, we can withstand all the evils of the devil. And I truly believe our time here is short. And I thank you for your time, and God bless you.
Okay, thank you. All right. Well, Leon, we're certainly all over the map here, aren't we, sir?
Yes, sir. And just like your preparation tip about, you know, praying incessantly, it definitely applies. And Steve talks about this immensely.
I've heard for decades people attempting to connect the book of Revelation with current events. There's nothing new about that. And it's been done for centuries, hasn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, absolutely.
Nothing new about that at all. And a lot of times the attempts at these connections do make a certain amount of sense. And I respect that. If you feel a need to connect daily events with the book of Revelation, hey, go for it. It doesn't change what we need to deal with. We still need to deal with what's on our plate and what's right in front of us, don't we, Jeff?
Yeah, we have a very difficult situation here with a government that's basically, I think it's a clown factor. I mean, we've got, what kind of responsibility do these government leaders of ours have in our media? Our mainstream media and our government leaders have proved themselves. You know, just imagine if this vaccine is so irresponsible that this is a possible outcome, that tens of millions of people could die. Imagine the political crisis in this country when people realize their government is that stupid.
Well, unfortunately, most of the people that realize that they may or may not be dead, but those who are not getting the vaccination, we already realize that. I know locally, the local sheriff's department, he has more than 40 men and women working there in various capacities. Three of them have elected to accept the COVID shot, and the rest say, which include a lot of combat veterans, recent combat veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan, by the way, they all say, no, I don't think so. We'll take a pass on that. A lot of smart men and women in that department, isn't there, Jeff?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we do have an open line if you've got a question or comment at 512-248-8252. Jeff, what's your next article going to be about, if you can tell us, sir?
Yeah, it's Grand Strategy Part 3, and I'm going into the strategy of World War II and some of the more interesting analysis, the analysis of Ernst Toppisch and Viktor Suvorov about, you know, the misunderstanding of what happened in World War II and how it played out. I think there's been, you know, obviously the communists were one of the three major sides that were fighting in the war. You had the Allies and you had the Axis, but the communists weren't really with the Allies. They were their own side, the Soviet Union, and what they were about is largely been covered up by a lot of mainstream historians. So anyway, it should be interesting.
Well, I'm looking forward to reading that. And Jeff's website, of course, is jrnyquist.blog, and he has a number of books that are available for sale at amazon.com. Lynn, you've been pretty quiet during much of our roundtable this morning, just observing and listening and making a comment here and there.
So,
Leon, what are your thoughts about what's transpired so far this morning?
Well, I did send you the update about the vaccination. Apparently, the numbers are apparently skewed, but yeah, there's, you know, complete vaccine, there's delivery of 135 million based on the CDC versus 100 million have been administered. And so, you know, I've heard that statement about, you know, statistics are, you know, liars. And so, yeah, you can definitely skew it in that regard. But yes, the vast majority of people have, you know, been counter to the idea of having, and there's apparently a lot of pushback, and you can see it with the people in California, that Senator Pan, Richard Pan, saying that if you're an anti-vaxxer, you're equivalent to a domestic terrorist. So, you know, if you don't have control over your own body, and Stephen Bannon had talked about, how the Nuremberg laws are being circumvented in Israel. And, you know, if you don't control your body, then in essence, you're a slave. They can do whatever they want to you, whenever they want. And so that's just horrid that, you know, these acting senators are saying this and pursuing this. It's like, if you want to be communist, then go to communist China or any other country you like that's communist. I don't care if it's Cuba or Russia. Just leave. North Korea. You know, it's like we're Americans for a reason, and if we like you here, we stay. If you don't, leave. I get tired of all the people griping during Trump's, when he's not my president. And, you know, they said, we're moving to Canada. And then Canada said, we don't want you guys either. So it's just horrid that they make these statements, but they don't follow up on it. And then you have these Californian senators saying things like this, and so everything now is considered a domestic terrorist. If it's against the woke mentality, and if it's against anything that they like, that we have to be tolerant of, then it's called terrorism. So this is all psychological operations, and it's just using semantics to control people.
It is. You're right, Lane. It absolutely is. Let's get our next caller here. We've got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John, Jeff, Leon. Jeff, I've got a question for you. Well, actually, for all of you, if you care to comment. We know the story of Frankenstein. Many pieces come together to be an animated body by a mad doctor. We know, or at least I believe we all are aware of the golem, which is a creation of an inanimate body that's brought to life in the Kabbalah. So my question to you is, do you think it's possible through the genetic therapy, the DNA changing COVID-19 vaccine, that we're seeing the creation of a walking, talking, breathing, bleeding golem in this time?
I'm not sure how the vaccine does that. What do you mean?
Well, I believe that it, and I think John would agree, it changes your DNA. You will never be the man or woman that God created you to be. I told John earlier the word COVID-19, with C being the third letter in the alphabet, means Abaddon and Strong's. COVID is a sheep. 19 is destruction. And then when you do it another way, it comes out to 35 and Strong's, which means without genealogy. So they're basically taking the genetics that you were born with and removing them and recreating a new creature. I believe that they're making Golem.
Yeah, I don't think that it changes your DNA in that sense. I don't think that you're not able to be yourself anymore. I think that it's a very subtle change to cell manufacture of protein. And I'm not sure of how technically it works, but it's an extremely minor change in the body. It doesn't last. That's why you're going to have to be – all these people who are being inoculated now, they got to inoculate them in another year or two, because it doesn't continue to work.
But if you continue to inoculate, you're putting in a new RNA. You're changing.
No, we're DNA. We're not RNA. The virus is RNA, and it's my understanding is it tricks the body into making this protein. I'm not sure exactly how it works.
John, any thoughts or comments?
Yeah.
I'll pass on comments.
John, Leon?
Leon, you got any follow-ups?
I mean, when Moderna has on their website that this is a software and it's the building blocks of life and they were going to be able to plug and play, and I've heard many of the proponents saying that, you know, you're going to need to get updates, software updates, you know, on a quarterly basis, and I have not heard it over an annual basis. And then, in essence, any time you travel, you're going to have to get another shot. It's going to be a prerequisite. So, you know, whether it sticks or not, you know, is up to conjecture. But I just know that I'm not going to let the governments or any entity mess with the DNA that God gave me. If he made a mistake, that's one thing. But if we already know that humans are fallible all the time, and Fauci bumbling changes between 3 feet and 6 feet and one mask, two masks. It didn't work in March of 2020. So my attitude is, regardless of your mentality, you make mistakes, and you're not making a mistake in my body and what God gave me. So you can just keep your own poison and you play with everybody else. And I'm sorry that if they don't want to learn and they just want to be in a spirit of fear, then they can pursue that. But that is ludicrous that they think that they can just adjust
even
however they want.
Even with the name Moderna, Leon, it is modern DNA. So it is, it's changeable, it's constantly updated. They've admitted it's a DNA operating system. So it's continuous change. But thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, John. We appreciate it. Our next caller is Carl in Montana. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, gentlemen. I got some other points here that you might find interesting. I don't know if you guys have heard or not, but there's like 7 countries that have stopped inoculating with that AstraZeneca vaccine. Have you heard that?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. And the other thing is, did you hear that the paper that put out that Trump had told Georgia to come up with the votes was a totally fabricated story? They're admitting it now?
I read the headline. I didn't read the entire story, but that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, it's just like, why would we believe anything these guys have to say? But my other question, John, for you kind of is, I love Jeff and Leon. They're great guys. I was just wondering what happened to Steve Bannon and the other Steve.
Well, Steve Bannon has been in and out today with comments, and Steve O'Neill is on sabbatical right now, working on his safe haven. He's got a lot of construction work to do.
Okay. All right. Well, I got one last question for you guys. Leon and Jeff, I'm wondering this. If you see they're already putting a bill in Congress trying to create Washington, D.C. as the 51st state. We see a complete invasion of the southern border. We see the this vaccine being rolled out to, you know, going to get, I don't know, 100 million people here soon. When do you see, we've been in, and okay, I'll back up a second here. I'm getting ahead of myself. We see these movies like The Walking Dead and all of these other crazy zombie movies coming on for a long time. And I'm curious, you know, with the financial situation coming, when do you guys see a lot of this coming to a head?
I'm not going to name a date, but it's a work in progress, and we need to be ready at all times. Leon, you got any follow-up on Kyle's question there?
I can't prognosticate, but I definitely say if we have the food shortages and the rationing that we talk about on TV, you know, based on what the YouTubers Ice Age Farmer and Adapt 2030 talk about, you know, there's going to be a huge spike in food due to the loss prices. Like grain.
Yep.
Well, yeah, food prices. 45% of the grain in America was lost in the Texas snowmageddon. So with all these things, yeah, the price is going to go ballistic. And I don't think we can get a specific.
Kyle, we got a break. We'll do our wrap up when we get back. Kyle, thank you for your call. Hold on, we'll be back for our wrap up.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry, we have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bayonets.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Tuesday the 16th. We'll do our wrap-up here. Leon, take about 60, 90 seconds to wrap up your thoughts for the day, sir.
I would say get the information. Everybody has to decide for themselves, but do research and don't make it an emotional one, because it's easier to say no and then continue pursuing it if you're adamant about being emotionally controlled by the news. But it's easier to say no now than to just accept it, and you can't reverse it. So, it's better to say no and I'll learn more before I decide than to take it and then now it's too late. Because if you ask the family of Hank Aaron and of Hagler and all the other people who died, they probably aren't too motivated to take the shots themselves. So I would say hold off and learn more before you make the decision, because this right now your life is in the balance. Thank you.
All right. All right. Thank you, sir. Jeff, your final comments today, sir.
If they've made this very different technology vaccine to change what certain cells in your immune system do to actually mimic the vaccine instead of actually fighting it and killing it, you're talking about a vaccine that doesn't prevent you from getting it. It doesn't prevent you from spreading it to other people. It does not actually fight the virus. It just tricks the virus in the system of the people who are vaccinated. This is a very dangerous technology, very unwise that they have invented it. They've outwitted themselves. The politicians are outwitting themselves. We have to think for ourselves here. This does not make any sense. Don't get this vaccine. Don't get vaccinated with this. If you at all can, avoid it.
Absolutely. Well, gentlemen, thank you very much. Jeff, we'll have you back tomorrow morning for an hour, and we'll have you both back next Tuesday.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
God bless.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, tomorrow we'll start out with, we'll have Chance with Simply Clean Foods giving us an update on the finest quality organic and not GMO-free foods. And, of course, my friend Professor McCanny, second hour, he always does a great job giving us multiple updates. And then Jeff Nyquist will be with us the third hour. It'll be a fun day tomorrow, as always, and we'll hope that you can tune in. Thursday, we'll have Tom Berryhill may be back with us. He's been out of town on assignment. Steve Hunt, and of course, Dr. Horowitz. Dr. Horowitz is getting quite a following here on my show, and everybody looks forward to hearing what Dr. Horowitz has to say. I'm looking to have a new doctor on Fridays. That remains to be seen, and I'm pretty sure Tom Berryhill will give us an update on emergency communications on Friday. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever get your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. but do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.